Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Are you calling me dirty?
Well, yeah!
I don't have yeast anywhere but my arms and my back.
Oh, God.
106.5 The End.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
Sorry. I was just handed this very important note. The ratings are in. Intern Kevin's segment of Did You Know is the 12th highest segment on the Wake Up Call.
What?
Wow. Good job, Kevin.
Oh, we only have 13.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Yeah.
Every week, Kevin finds facts from the internet for his segment called Did You Know with Intern Kevin. What do you got for us today?
Did you know Walt Disney did the original voice of Mickey Mouse? He stopped after 17 years when he got too busy and had to turn it over to someone else.
I didn't know that.
Okay, I'm gonna blow your mind. I know the brother of the voice of Mickey Mouse. A friend of mine who was my former neighbor in Lincoln. His brother is the voice of Mickey Mouse now.
That sounds cool. Like such a cush gig.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Because Mickey's a very easy voice to do.
Well, right. Only if you can do the voice. What is a hard voice to do?
Donald Duck. I put him at number one of all cartoons. Because I don't know a single person who can do Donald
Duck. Okay, I weirdly have known many people in my life that can do the Donald Duck voice.
No, I doubt it. They can do that and they can't, but can they talk audibly and you can hear them?
Yes. And not the only
I mean, paint me skeptical. I would have to hear it.
Kevin, why don't you have a conversation with Gavin as dueling Mickey Mouses? And then maybe that'll help you.
Okay. Wait, are you going to start it or do you want
you
me to start?
You start it.
Of course.
Okay. Am I Minnie or you're Mickey?
No, we're both Mickey. Okay. That's what dueling Mickey means. Don't get shocked at me.
Okay,
it's a very simple command.
Go.
Okay. Wow, Kevin, you sure are dumb.
Oh, well, I don't mean that I'm that dumb.
Why don't you come to the clubhouse and we'll give you an IQ test?
Okay, where's the IQ test?
I'm sick of doing this.
All right, it's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know the first number one single by an Asian American was Like a G6 by Far East Movement in 2010? And that was the first number one single by anyone of Asian descent since Ku Sakamoto's song Sukiyaki in 1963.
Kevin, is it meaningful to you when you see people of Asian descent making it in music or films? I know that what was that movie that you loved so much?
Crazy Rich Asians.
I know that that was like you geeked out over that, but how meaningful is that? Because I would imagine you don't see a lot of people that look like you
In movies and entertainment. Yeah, it actually makes me feel really good, and it actually inspires me.
You know what Crazy Rich Asians inspired Kevin to do? Get a perm. And if that's the way this is going to go, then I don't care if it makes me sound racist. I do not support this.
It does seem like you took the wrong parts of Crazy Rich Asian and applied them to your life.
Seemed like you had a dead poodle on your head for a long time.
Oh, my goodness. It's because my hair grows too fast.
That's it.
All right. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know in an NHL game, game if all teams go
in. We really struggled with that.
I thought it was supposed to say acronyms.
Take two.
Okay, take two. Did you know in an NHL game, if all the team's goalies are injured, the team has an option to suit up anyone as their goalie, even someone from the stands.
What?
Wow.
That's amazing.
I need to go to an NHL game.
Oh, my God. My junior high hockey play little heart.
What's amazing about this is, one, why hasn't this been turned into a Disney movie yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
my
it's
God.
Screaming for it, literally. And two, I've always had the idea that why wouldn't you, if you're a hockey team, just get a morbidly obese person as your goalie?
Because they're too immobile.
That's fine.
Because
as big as they are, if they can fill 80% of the space of a net, they don't have to be mobile at all.
Everybody's just going to shoot through their legs.
No. Have them sit on the ground.
Okay, then they're gonna chip it up over his shoulder.
I'm not talking about like your run-of-the-mill American. I'm talking about like freak show. I'm talking about 600-pound life per people.
Okay.
Like, get one of them, push them out. It's ice. Just slide them, okay? And put them right in front of the net.
Yeah.
Cover them in pads. Of course. I'm not a monster.
If you've ever seen my 600-pound life, you would know that most of those people can't even sit for very long.
Oh, at the end God. Of each period, they get to lay down.
Oh, yeah, on the ice, because it's cool.
On the ice, because it's nice and cool. Yeah. It's probably good for their bed sores. Think about how much Dr. Now would support this.
What would he say?
He absolutely would not.
Barry, thank you very much for coming in. Since we last met, I told you to lose 50 pounds and become a professional hockey player. And I see you've only done one of those things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.